Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. Oh my god, super nice, London Improv Live.
Yeah,
hello, yeah. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Lil Show, London Improv Live, with me, your host, Talal. Karkuti, Talalaban, Karkutables, T-Bone, T-Boz. I'm not going to spell that for you. This is a very special show. My room. It's not in my room. We're not in my room right now. Dad's not walking around in his pants. And this is the studio. As this is obvious space and stuff. The studio's full with Americans right now. And they're Americans from New York.
Oh.
They're improviser Americans from New York. They're hip-hop improviser Americans from New York. They're an improv group from New York called North Coast. Welcome, North Coast, to the Lil Show. Hello, everybody.
Beer, beer, beer. Yeah, yeah.
Ham horn.
You guys have been making waves. This is, I believe, your second visit to the UK.
Yes.
Were you doing some classes here or shows?
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of workshops and two shows at Hoopla.
Damn, I love Hoopla. Big up Steve Rowe. Shout out to you. Wow. Well, I'm very lucky and privileged to have you all here. Thank you for coming down. Into here, into this studio here. We're gonna have some fun today. First off, how are you finding London? Are we being good hosts for you? Have you had a nice time here so far?
Absolutely. Shout outs to Chicken Cottage. We went there last night. We had a good old time of it.
Did you arrive last night?
Yeah.
I don't know, I had much time to explore the city yet.
Not yet, especially a lot of people slept pretty late today.
Okay.
But we had a good English breakfast for lunch.
Yeah.
Nice.
And shout out to that Imperial War Museum.
Hey. Going
hard. I get the feels from history.
There's a picture of my dad in the Imperial War Museum.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's got like a target on his head. No. There's.
Oh.
There is.
Hey-o.
Hey. There was a big, the listeners of the show will be familiar, but there was in 1980, there was the Iranian embassy in London was taken over by some terrorists, and my dad was a hostage in there.
Whoa.
And the SAS came in at the end and like killed all the terrorists. And
wow,
it's a long story, but because of that, last time I was at the Imperial War Museum, I don't know if that section is still there, but there was a section about that rescue by the SAS with some pictures on the wall, and my dad is in one of the pictures leaning out the window.
Whoa,
wow. That's amazing.
Shout outs to your dad.
Shout outs to my dad.
Yeah.
So you guys had you've had two London experiences so far then. Some nice fried chicken from Chicken Cottage. That is a brand, that is a much loved London brand of chicken. And then you had a full English this morning, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you like vegetarians, or did you have actual full English?
No, full English.
Yeah.
Lots of meat.
Yeah, black pudding. You get any black pudding in there?
We didn't dabble in the pudding this morning.
Maybe it wasn't full.
The pudding wasn't there. So it's like if it was there, we would have dabbled.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, if it needs pudding to be a full English, then we would have to say that it was a partial English breakfast.
A partial English. I don't know if it's in a requirement. I think a full English, eggs, bacon, bread is probably the minimum for a full English.
Well, isn't the pudding like a full Scottish? Is that where it like leans on the
interesting
spectrum? If we're getting technical about it.
No, in Scotland, they like hash. Black pudding isn't a very Scottish thing. Hash is a Scottish thing, which is like beef hash.
Interesting.
In their breakfast. Well, they're like a bit of beef hash.
I clearly know nothing.
They use all the cow in Scotland. You know,
wow.
The haggis, you know. Yeah. They like Aberdeen steaks, mm-hmm. The beef hash, made out of all like the nasty bits.
Keep talking, I like all of that.
Yeah, keep going.
Slower, Aberdeen steaks.
No, we've had enough talking. had enough talking. Let's get on with it, shall we? Let's play a warm-up game. We normally do this game at the end.
Okay.
But normally this is a novelty because we don't normally have hip-hop improv groups in here. But seeing as today you're all seasoned rappers, is that right? You're all like pros? Yeah? Have you all done the those battle raps? Have you done all those tournaments with the battle raps? And
some of us have done more than others, but yeah, yeah. We rap battle. We
some,
rap battle.
Some of us have gone very hard in the paint. Let it be known.
Guys, I'll tell you, some of us, we go hard.
There was that... do you watch all those YouTube battle raps?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah, yeah.
My brother's obsessed with them. And he keeps trying to get me into it.
I like the ones that don't have a beat and they just stand really close
that's
to each other.
I'm
and
talking
they're like,
about.
You're a chump and I'm turning you into a lump of flesh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's the one
that's
I'm talking about.
Spoken word rap.
Yeah.
No, it was very sophisticated. I like it.
Yeah. But it's like wrestling to me. It just looks like wrestling. It's all hype and it's like the characters... Yeah. Take over the content. It mm-hmm. becomes more about the personalities, and then they pick up these gimmicks and stuff. You've got a short one, an Asian one, a fat one, a tie, one who wears a tie, one who wears three hats, the guy who's you know who's always topless, the Arab one, the fat Chinese one, the skinny Chinese one, wow. the Russian one, and then recently there was like this big. Because it's been getting big in Russia as well. And then recently, have you guys heard about this? They brought over the top Russian to fight the top American battle rapper in Canada for some reason.
Yo, Canada is huge with battle rap.
No, you need to get a neutral ground, you know? You can't do it in a home court.
Yeah.
It's got to be like... So
sense.
It's like you don't want like a home field advantage for either one.
That's
so
good.
So you got to do it where like both of them, it's like they got fans, but like it's not like they peoples.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm with you now. Thanks for catching me up on that. I can go back to my brother now and impress him.
We all learned something.
That's a Mike Pool 30 right there.
Yeah, like a 28, yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to test your skills now with a little game called Ask Me No Questions, Tell Me No Rhymes.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no rhymes. The answer it rhymes with the previous line. Then the next person rhymes with the question. If I mention the name of the game, it's Ask Me No Questions, I'll tell you no rhymes.
During that, I realized how rude I was. I didn't introduce you all by name. Let's just do a quick shout outs. Kayla, what's up?
What's up, dude?
Beatboxer of the group.
Yeah, see.
Douglas.
Yo, what's happening, everybody? Shout out to that partial English breakfast.
Say no more, Megan.
Yo, what's up? I'm Megan, but you can call me Meg. It rhymes with egg, but begins with the letter M.
Yeah, I'm Mike
Good
Poole.
To know. Oh, hey, Mike.
Mike Poole, shout out to Chicken Cottage, the only cottage with chicken. Let's get it.
Maybe not the only one, but probably
the only cottage with chicken. No cottages have chicken.
What about that's a Mike Poole 28 right there.
Yeah, don't test me. That's a Mike Poole 25.
Sorry, Mike Poole. Is this a thing?
His name is Mike Poole.
His full name.
Oh, is that your real name?
Yeah.
Sick. And finally, James, welcome.
Yo, what's good? Name James Robe. A lot of people call me Robo, though. I actually own another chicken cottage. We just haven't done as much marketing.
False.
So you
false. Doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. I'm telling you right now. Chicken cottage is the only cottage with chicken. If you walk into a log cabin, that's fine. It can have chicken. But a cottage, Hansel and Gretel there, no chicken.
That's a Mike Poole 20.
New. It's brand new.
Does a bungalow count?
No, that's a bungalow.
Yeah, well, I've got a chicken bungalow.
Yeah, nice. you can do that. That's a bungalow.
All right. Emphasis on the bong. James, that was James. Yeah, hey, James, big ups.
Hello again.
What was that, Robo?
Emphasis on the hoe.
Robo. Was
Robo.
It? Robo.
Last name's Robolata. R-O-B-O. Tell your friends.
Okay, big up. Okay, that's everyone. All right, ask me a question, tell me the rhymes. I'm going to get a location. We're going to go round the circle. I'm going to ask a question. I'll just kick it off. I'll ask a Kayla's going to beatbox for this one.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
We normally drop a beat, but we'll have you beatboxing. Do you want to take part in the game as well?
I'll just do the beat for this
You'll just beat
we'll
for this one?
Up,
yeah. All right, cool. So in that case, rather than ask you a question, I'm going to ask Douglas a question within that location. Your answer has to rhyme with my question.
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah.
It also has to be to the beat.
Okay.
You got that?
I got that.
Cool. Then when that's done with, you turn to your left and ask Megan a question. You can start a new rhyme with that, but Megan's answer has to rhyme with your Ross Clark question.
Okay.
And... oh yeah, I'm not dropping a beat. I keep preparing the beat and more on autopilot. And it carries on that fashion till it comes around. If you fuck up, if you hesitate, if you forget to rhyme, if you go off beat by too far and I notice it, you're eliminated. We'll have a quick warm-up go at it. So someone say stop.
Stop.
We're in a bedroom.
Hey.
Okay, this is a good warm-up location. So here we go. Oh.
Yo, here we go. Here we go. Yo, Douglas, quit hogging the sheets.
You know me, I keep them so tight and so neat. Yo, Meg, how you like that pillow?
I like it really fast and I like it a little jello. Yo, Michael, what's in the bed?
You know in the bed, it's me and my small head. Yo, James, have you had a kumquat?
You know me, that's where I lick that twat twat. Yeah, yo, what's all on? Where's the food?
Yo, the food is coming from the next neighborhood. Yo, Doug, have you had nightmares?
I have. I've had them about rabbits and hares. Yo, Meg.
Yeah.
Sleeping REM cycles nightly?
Yeah, you know, I keep that pussy super tightly. Mikey, yeah, do you floss?
Yes, I floss like a motherfucking boss. Yo, James, do you slobber on a pillowcase?
You know me, and then I sleep in just in case. Hey, yo, man, what you got on your nightstand?
What I got my nightstand is my spare wank hand, Doug.
Yeah.
It's a moon full of half.
Yeah, I do that shit while I'm taking a bath. Ooh, what kind of soap do you use?
I use this kind of soap that's called Abuse. Mike, do you use a flashlight?
Yes, I use a flashlight every night. James, can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah, but I'm getting hypertension. Yo, man, you got hardwoods or a rug?
Man, I don't need that either of that shit. I'm a thug. Thug.
Yeah.
Hand me my nightgown.
I'm gonna use that shit with a smile and not a frown. Meg, do you sleep well?
Yeah, I do, because I sleep in hell where it's warm. Mike Poole, do you ever take?
Yes, I take, and I never fucking break. Hey, James, tell me why your favorite rapper, Lil Uzi.
Because, you know, I go take a little snoozy.
Ooh.
Hey, yo, man, do you got an ensuite?
Yes, I do, because I'd like to take long sheets. Yo, okay, all right.
Okay.
That was the fucking practice one. Nice one, Kayla, with the beat there. Big up. Fucking hell. Okay, I know it's a slight flaw in my plan here. We're all too good at this.
We're really good. All day, baby.
So I've never had to do this before, but when I first learned about this game from a hip-hop troupe up in Manchester, hip-hop improv troupe in Manchester.
What are they called?
They were called like Rhyming Dictionary Rhyme.
It's okay.
Oh, man, it's been like 5 years since I lived up there. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good.
Hey, listen.
But Jomo was the main man of that group. Yeah, Mike, what?
Yeah, Google it. They can Google it.
Yeah, you Google it.
Sorry,
yo.
I'll Google
it.
Guys, like, yeah, we need to start like the international hip hop.
The international. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh shit. Impernapical.
Impernapical. Hip-hump.
Rablug.
Rap-prov. So what they used to do is take it up and make it harder and harder, which I've never had to do here.
Make it faster.
So every time it goes around, Kayla.
Let's do it.
Go a little bit faster. Okay. And we can do a bit more to try and catch each other out. I saw Mike trying to give James curveballs there, and he wasn't buying it, man. He was all over that shit like
a
rag.
I don't trust Dougie.
Let's try that. And I guess we'll go straight into elimination mode because, like I said, we're all way too
let's
good at
it.
This. Okay, we need a new location.
Stop.
It's the throne room.
Throne room?
Yeah, of the royal palace.
That's what James calls his bedroom.
Common cultural vernacular. Throne room.
Yeah.
I know a lot about throne rooms.
Well, if you know so much about it, why don't you start, Douglas, asking Megan a question?
Cool. I wasn't being facetious. 6, 7, 8. Yo, what's the crown? Yo, it's when it's going down.
When it's going down, then you know it's the crown. Yo, Mike, who sits on the throne?
I do. Not a throne. It's a bone. Hey, James, what does facetious mean?
It means that I can't even see it here, B. Hey, yo, let me ask you a quick question. What's going on with that little fucking jester?
Well, the jester, his name is Lester, and he's infested with blisters and all sorts of nasty shit. Doug, have you recently got any diseases?
I haven't because I'm too nice. I got the disease that pleases. You know me. I'm sitting with the jester.
Yeah, you know I let that shit fester, Mikey. Who holds the staff?
Staff, you know I do. I won't let them pass like I'm Gandalf. You know that I get off. James, I got the question. You seen all the Lord of the Rings?
You know me. I'm shooting here with the ring. I'm like over here, got my Elderon, Belderon. I'm gonna pass
hold
it
up,
on to.
Hold up! Hold up!
Hey.
Hold up!
Got him!
I couldn't think of Legolos.
Got him!
You rhymed ring with ring was my qualm. Yeah.
I said look. I said Lord of the Rings, and you said Ringa.
Oh.
So it was like rings, Ringa.
Ringslinger. Oh, that's fine, but there were many contentions there. Well, and also at some point someone had to go out. Sorry, James.
Happy to be first.
And that's why your chicken cottage is not going to be the number one. This
was your big chance, James.
With a work ethic like that.
Yeah, yeah, with a work ethic.
Yeah, James, if I ever catch you selling chicken at your cottage, I'm going to come for you.
Kayla, do us a favor, man. I'm sorry. Just try and keep that...
Got it.
The male in the female slot there. I'm sorry.
I love when he asks that.
I can handle.
Okay. I'm really sorry. It's embarrassing, man.
We're going to chop it up a little.
Our tech is so
chop
shit.
Chop it up. Chop it up.
New location. James, I'm sorry you're out, man. We're at a jeweler's.
Okay.
Starting with Mike asking me. You can take the tempo up half a beat there if you like. Whoa.
That's more than half
the beat. I was about to hit it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to bother anyone here.
Okay.
At the jewelers.
Okay.
2018.
Okay. We have the jewelers, and I got a question. How do I know if this is a blood diamond?
It's easy, and you can check it with your eye and take the ring. And whose hand is this ring for?
It is for a person who comes from the country of Darfur. Okay, yo, what is the amount of carats on this ring?
There's a lot of carats, because that shit just goes bling, bling, bling. How many rings do you need to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
I need enough rings to make panties drop. Hey, I got a question. I need an answer.
Bring
I got
it.
No! I've been defeated.
Down, boy.
I'm melting.
Mike Poole is now a Mike Puddle.
Oh.
Hey, yo, Mike Puddle. Shit. EP coming out 2017.
Yeah.
Enough trouble in that part.
Right. And then there were three.
Holy cow. You guys let me off with a very suspicious rhyme earlier on there. Feel free to cast me out should I fuck up. All right, new location. Someone say stop.
Stop.
Holodeck.
What's a holodeck?
That's
is it a boat thing?
Yeah.
That's the front. That's the main driving deck of the Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah. I have a lot of questions about that then.
Yeah. So we're on the Enterprise, yeah?
You're on the Enterprise.
Okay. Let's do it.
Wait, is that the room where they beam in?
That's in the back of the room, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be on your Kirks. You got to be on your
James, remember,
Picards,
you're
okay?
out now, so you can't participate.
Sucks that I can't ask you all these questions about this thing I know a lot about.
Shit! Yeah.
We got some Klingons. We got some Klingons in the house. Where they at? Where the Klingons at?
Where the Klingons at?
Y'all drop the beat, Kayla!
Okay.
On the holodeck.
Who's starting?
Megan starting. Okay.
Yo, what happens in that place?
Oh my god, we're in outer space. Yo, have you seen Captain Kirk?
Yeah, he is kind of a jerk. Who is played by William Shatner?
I don't know, but I hope he's fatter. I would rather eat a ham.
Well, you can, my lovely ma'am. Hey, have you seen that alien dude?
Yes, I have. He's really rude. Do you speak Klingon? How do you say it?
I say it super gay. Yo, that was offensive. Sorry there.
That's okay, because I'm a bear. Hey, buddy, am I in jail?
Yes, you are. You had too much tail. Do you speak any other languages?
Yeah, I do super fucking Frankwishes. It's all good. I've been having this like crazy sex fantasy about two dudes battling each other in a small room. So now I can live it out.
With our shirts off? Do you need us to take our shirts
no,
off?
No, fully clothed.
Right, okay.
In Meg's defense, I did say language twice.
Whatever,
I said Klingon language,
that.
And then I said languages. I
mean, oh, that's true.
I mean, guys, we're all being a little nitpicky. It's
the
fine.
Word jizz was hanging right there, and you didn't take it.
You want to know what's crazy? I usually
that's
take
unlike
it.
You.
It's so true.
That's like you know her.
I don't know. I'm really going through something. We need to get to answer.
Oh, Bobo Boy.
Radio.
Radio. We don't know. It's not our kind of show, bro. So we've come to the final. I've not actually. I can't remember last time I was in the final of this game.
I could tell. Yeah.
What happens here is we're going back to the 8 mile, all right? We're going to get 20 seconds each to... This is a bit hard now because I barely know you, Doug. Actually, I don't know you. Let's just come out with it. I've never met you before.
I don't really know you until now.
And we've got 20 seconds to just insult each other as much as possible in
cool.
rap form.
I'm into it.
No holds barred. You can go as deep to the bone as you like, my brother.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, yo, T, flame his ass. Hey, yo, T, get him. Yo, T, get him.
I'm going to try, Mike.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, yo, Doug, mess him up. Hey, yo, Doug, I play both sides. Go to Chicken Hut.
Chicken Cottage.
Heads or tails, Doug?
Tails.
It's heads. I want you to start.
Hey. All right.
All right. I want to see where you're going to set
how many
the bar.
Seconds?
20 seconds.
What time?
I got you, bro.
All right, okay.
Whenever you're ready.
Stand up, baby.
I had to stand up because first off, you're not my pal. Yo, what the fuck? Your name is T? Now that shit's too loud. I'm coming in now. You know I'm going, hey, yo, is this a podcast? The shit's not the radio. It's 20 seconds to go in on your ass. I don't mean to be rude, yo. I don't mean to be crass, but fuck you. I don't know you at all. I'm about to slam dunk your ass in basketball.
See him on the court. See him on the court.
Had to stand up to go that hard.
Yeah.
He'll probably go on to me for standing up.
About to get posterized.
Okay, that was pretty damn good, and I'm pretty nervous now. As soon as I start rapping, press start on the timer there for me. Someone keep an eye on that timer. Shit. All right, Douglas, I'm going to do my best.
All right.
All right. This battle
presented by
Chicken
Cottage. He
had to
take a sip of some juice, guys. That's how weak he is.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, damn. Scary. All right. All right.
How motherfucking dare you come to England and start to rip it? Listen, motherfucker, that's not fucking cricket. When you visit a Queen's country, you gotta be a gentleman. But you come over here acting really mental, man. Man, watch out, you're an American with a vendetta. But I'm an Arab, and I know how to rip and shredder and blow you up and terrorize you. I'm gonna despise you and rip out your eyes, yeah.
That got violent.
Shit.
Are we safe? Are we safe here?
I kind of want to leave now.
Yeah.
When's the next plane back to the homeland? Let's go back to New York where people are nice.
Everyone's nice in New York.
So, my God.
That was a great battle.
I kind of escaped my body there for a moment.
Yeah, it's okay. You went to a state of flow.
I did.
Flow state.
So, votes are in. Let's have a vote. I mean, who thinks...
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's right. It, bro. We're through. We don't have time for three rounds,
one
man.
Shot, Doug, right? This was 8 miles.
You only got one shot.
Yeah.
One opportunity.
Doug living in regret.
Did you take it or let it slip? We're about to find out.
Mom's spaghetti.
See, in the 8 mile, they take three rounds. It's not one shot. He actually literally gets three shots. So
liars, yeah. Liars.
They're just not so good at math. You know, we're working on our education system in America. There's still some flaws, you know.
Shout out to Betsy DeVos.
Shout down.
Doug, I'm automatically not voting for you because of that comment.
Doug lost my vote.
Shout outs to ousting Betsy DeVos.
Okay.
Who thinks Doug won that rap battle?
Nah, I got my boy. I got my boy.
One vote.
Shout out to my boy. Shout out to Chicken Cottage. Doug ripped you. He slam dunked.
Yeah. Wow.
Suck up.
The rest of you vote for me?
No, I'm giving it to you, man.
I'm going to give it to T.
I loved your energy. Come you came on. In hot, hot fire, hot bars. I think that you should actually do the show with us tonight.
That's fine.
Yeah, he seems more warm than you, man.
I want to go hit up some delicious Vashum Indian food on Covent Garden.
Where's your show tonight?
Are you sponsored?
The Miller Pub.
Yeah, Hoopla Show. Yeah. Fuck, cool, man.
8 p.m. Nice be there, venue. Guys. Oh, just kidding. You can't. No. It's already sold out.
Oh, shit.
But yeah. I think you could probably, I don't know, try.
So my only way of getting there is to be part of the team.
Yeah.
Stand by.
See you next time, Steve. I love that show, that gig, that venue. Oh, and I think they've refurbished it a bit. Let me know what it looks like now. Cool. James, you vote for me as well?
Every day.
All right. Okay, I won the rap battle. Oh my God. It seems a bit the host taking the trophy home, but that's the way it goes sometimes. I really thought of all the teams that might beat me. It would be you guys, but okay, whatever.
Okay, the shit talking can stop now.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you want to go round two, okay? My boy hit you with the basketball reference, and he's about to dunk you in real life. Let's get it.
No, I'd rather not. I'm scared. I'm going to play Newsish instead. Here we go.
Let's do it.
That's right. It's time for Newsish, the portion of the show where we take a news story from the news and then we talk about that news story from the news and then we do some improv based on what we talked about based on that news story from the news. And this week is slightly different because we're probably going to have some rapping in there too. Ooh, I got that in one breath. So I'm going to give you an option of two headlines that I made up, and then you can decide which one you want. So would you rather have Grand Mammary Gland Support Brand Band or Awful Awful Graph Gaff?
Yeah, my vote goes for awful, awful, awful Graph Gaff.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Although I love mammary glands.
Okay, awful, awful Graph Gaff. We'll read the story. We'll do a scene based on this one. And then maybe if we have time, we'll do a song based on the other story.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll do a nice quick song based on it because they're both great stories. All right, Simon Bramhall, surgeon who branded patients' livers during operations, fined £10,000. Oh, my God. Okay, so a surgeon who burned his own initials into the livers of two patients has been fined 10 grand. Simon Bramhall, 53, used an argon beam machine to write his initials on the organs of patients in operations in 2013 while working at Birmingham's Queen Elizabeth Hospital. Birmingham Crown Court earlier heard that the surgeon's actions were a naive and foolhardy attempt to relieve tension after two difficult transplant operations. So it's just a way to let off steam. He etched his own initials into a patient's liver before sealing it within their abdomen.
Right.
Ooh, he pleaded guilty last month and he escaped any jail time. And he's just sentenced to £10,000 fine and 12-month community order. So he has to do some community service.
That's nothing for a doctor.
I guess, for a surgeon.
Did he?
His initials SB. Yeah, did he what?
Does he still have his medical license?
Good question.
Yeah.
Is this real?
Well, he resigned in 2014.
Okay.
After another surgeon found SB branded into a liver and raised concerns, so he got caught in another surgery. I didn't realize that part of the story. Fucking hell.
This is a true story. Yeah. Wow, that's so.
This is today's news.
Up.
No way.
That's some hype shit.
That's amazing. I'm glad we picked the Graph Gaff one.
Yeah. The reason I called it that is because it's like graffiti artists would dream of that spot, man. Ooh. You'll never get lined out.
You
never get painted
out.
Yeah.
I hope the doctor that found him did cross off his
and
put his own underneath. What are the chances you need three liver surgeries? That guy gonna be all right.
Yeah, yeah. He takes a picture for the proof, and then like once it's all done, he's like, okay, let's throw him back up and put my initials in. Okay. Yeah.
Or he does the bathroom graffiti where he just puts a line and says sucks, or he's like is lame.
It's weird. If you turn the liver over, it says for great head call 0399.
Oh my god! Then someone that's my number. So weird.
All right,
Simon. He said he would never talk about it, but he lied.
So I'm just a dental hygienist, and I don't really know how to tell you this, but while I was cleaning your back left lower molar, I actually found OVY, and I'm not really sure if do you know that you have this on your tooth?
You found OVY on my tooth?
Yeah, I'm not
on
really...
On my back left... Hang on a second.
Your back left lower molar.
Like, what do you mean? Like, it was like... Like, what do you mean you found it? Like, what did it, like, what do you mean?
This is the first. I'm a dental hygienist. Yes, I'm not a dentist. Yes. And I take a lot of pride in what I do.
Okay.
But I just want you to know that it says OVY on your tooth. And if this is
like
something
with a marker or like, no?
No. You know that little sharp tool I use to get tartar off the back of your front teeth?
Oh, yeah, the thing you scrape me with.
That thing I scrape
you
with.
You made me bleed in my lower left quadrant.
The lower left quadrant of your mouth. Well, I take a lot of pride in how I use that tool. I spent many months actually learning how to hold it.
Yeah, and I think we're missing the point here. What's on my tooth?
It says OVY, and I just want to know, like, is there someone in your life or... Because if you don't know what that means, I mean, I don't know what it means, so maybe
you do. Hang on a second. I just moved here. I just moved here from the suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
And my former dentist, his name was Oscar Valeria Yevgenikov.
Wow.
And I can't believe it.
I can't believe you have a Latin Russian dentist.
Well, you know, America, the melting pot.
Yeah.
Whatever. Listen, his past is not my concern, but my tooth is.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think we solved it. Look, as a dental hygienist, I just want you to know that your teeth are a priority to me, and this man clearly was more interested in himself
than
your mouth.
Is there a cavity? Is there an issue happening back there?
No, you have great teeth. Great mouth. I just needed you to know that there was someone tagged you. Michelle, Steven, can you come in here real quick? I've really never seen this before.
Yes, of course, but I have to ask you something, Chad.
Yes.
Are you talking to the patients again?
I am talking to the patients.
I told you not to do that. You're a dental hygienist.
Look, I finished my hygiene, and I did the hygiene procedure.
No, no, no. You have nothing to say to these patients. Who's the dentist, Chad?
It's you, Michelle.
Yes, say it again.
You are the dentist.
I think everybody's missing the point. I have OVY etched in a tooth.
What?
I know.
The truth is in the tooth. You know the truth
is in the tooth.
You know the truth
is in the tooth.
It's you know the tooth. It's in the tooth.
Oh my God, I think that I might just OV cry because in the back of my molar it's OVYO. Oscar Romero, Yevanishenko. What the hell you gonna do? You're playing little Plinko in my mouth with your tooth. With your tooth details. I can't believe you got your name on my back railed in there. Now this guy found it. I don't know why you're reprimanding him. He saved my life and
you
pound
know the
it.
Truth. Is in the tooth.
In the tooth.
You know the truth.
Yo, the truth.
Is in the tooth.
It's in my tooth.
You know the truth.
Is in the tooth.
It's in my tooth.
You know the truth. Is in the tooth.
Okay, Michelle, I get it. I am not a dentist, but I take a lot of pride that I'm a dental hygienist. I want to see that shit. I want to try to figure out this combination of OVY. In Chicago, in the suburbs, the truth come out. You got a lot of trust when you open your mouth. Oscar said, hello. Hello.
Hello.
And you said, wow, you can get in their back quarter real low. It's the truth.
Is in the tooth.
In my tooth.
You know the truth. Is in the tooth.
In my molar.
You know the truth. Is in the tooth.
In my molar.
You know the truth.
Because of my molar.
Yo, we haven't heard from Steve, but when he talks, it's something you better believe, because he's a dentist too. Yeah, I'm a dentist. You are not a dentist. You fucking dental hygienist. If you say one more thing, I'm going to smack your face. I'm going to take my hand and put it all over the place, and I'm going to make you bleed. Yeah, I'ma make you bleed. It's just what I do. You best fucking believe. Now, Steve.
Ring, 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 ring.
Steve.
Hello? Wait, hello? Who's that on the phone? It's a guy from Chicago, all on his own. His name is Yarmolenko Yevchenko. It's something German. Or I think, because I'm listening, don't understand his name, but his officials are OVY all the same. No, it's not the game. Why did you brand this girl's mouth? I mean, yo, you got your initials on the molar. Yes, we told her. Yes, she knows, bro. Oh.
Hello, it's Oscar. I did the branding because it felt so good. I took the laser and I put it on the tooth. So there, that's the dental health truth. I put it on the lower back right quadrant, back left quadrant, back front quadrant. You only found one, but search harder, because the truth is that I'm a martyr. The truth
is in the tooth.
He hung up.
The truth is in the tooth.
In my tooth. In my back left quadrant.
Well, we got to the bottom of it.
Shut up, Chad. Blackout.
Fantastic. Wow. All right. You want to hear Grand Mammary Gland Support Brand Band?
Yeah, totally.
Sure.
Brilliant. That was awesome. So I think we have time to do this one. So let's just fucking do it.
Let's do it.
Wow. Queen's bra fitter Rigby and Pella is stripped of royal title.
Oh.
I'm giving you guys all the British stuff. Yeah, the Wait, good, the good British
again?
Stuff.
That just sounded so magical to me.
Queen's bra fitter Rigby and Pella is stripped of royal title. Not tittle. The Queen's lingerie supplier, Rigby and Pella, has been stripped of its royal warrant after the company's former owner wrote a tell-all book about palace fittings.
Oh my God.
The upmarket lingerie firm held the warrant for 57 years, but lost its royal approval after June Kenton wrote a memoir about her work. The 82-year-old is known for transforming the brand into the world-leading retailer, and her autobiography, Storm in a D-Cup, goes into detail about fittings with the Queen, Princess Diana, and Princess Margaret. It wasn't her intention to upset anyone, I'm paraphrasing now. She said, it's very sad for me that they didn't like it, and I'm finding that very difficult to accept. So she didn't actually like go out of her way to make any salacious or, you know, libelic stories. She just kind of told some light.
She was telling her truth.
Stories.
Or maybe not.
However,
maybe
that was enough. Like, the fact that you were talking about the royal family and their breasticles is enough to get you to get that royal seal of approval taken away. I never even thought when I was writing the book that it would upset anyone. I've had the royal warrant for so long, I never imagined that this would happen. She received a letter from Lord Chamberlain last year stating that Rigby Impella was to lose its royal warrant. So you know about this, like certain companies have the royal seal of approval. Mm-hmm. That means that it's the official Queen's either tea manufacturer or...
So whatever you do for the Queen makes you royal.
Use that mic there, James.
Is it on the outside of the building? Like, where is it?
The seal of approval. Yeah, it's on all of their labels, all of the packaging, on their logo. It'll probably be on all of their letterheads. Maybe on they'll have a plaque on the building. They tend to use that as a token of something to be proud of, and they brandish it around.
So basically anything that you do that's for the Queen, you are now royal to.
Well, the Queen, let's say the Queen's favorite
like the plumber,
there'll be a plumber who does the plumbing in her palaces.
A lot of tailors.
They'll have the royal seal of approval. There's a tailor, I can't remember what they're called. Fortnum & Mason is either the tailor or the tea company. They're the royal tea company, you know, stuff like that. So certain things, there's probably a laptop brand that has the royal seal of approval. Wow. And that's the laptops they use. I don't know. Everything.
Nice.
Well, it seems
probably
like this
Hewlett-Packard.
Hewlett-Packard.
Dell.
It seems like this tailor got a little too big for her britches, though. She thought that she would just always have this royal seal of approval. She got a little cocky.
She did.
That was her downfall, you know? Yeah. She flew too close to the royal sun. Mm-hmm. Happens to all of us.
With a bra made of wax.
Like Icarus.
Queen Sunset.
I used to be the royal beatboxer, but I can't tell that story.
Then she wrote a blog post about Harry's nipples.
Don't you have that in the States? Like the White House chocolatier?
Not right now, because no one gives a fuck about the White House right now. Sorry.
And we definitely don't have a chocolatier.
Well, there's the official White House media press agency, isn't there? Fox. Yeah.
Good
that's,
one.
That's why we don't do satire.
Fake news.
It just hurts so much.
Hey, that's Salah Karkudu with a little bit of jokes.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
So yeah.
Let's hit it, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Mama.
Hey. What's going on, baby?
I think it's time I need to try a training bra.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure we can go down to the local shop and grab one.
I'm a little bit worried about going down to the local shop because I'm afraid that all the girls in seventh grade are going to see me there trying on a bra. But my womanly lumps are coming in faster than everyone else is.
Okay, well, that's why you go to the local
Bing
local
bong.
Shop. Oh, hello?
The doorbell.
Okay, I'll go get the door, but I'm just saying the local shop ain't bad.
Okay, Mama, go get the door.
Hello, who's at the door?
Good afternoon, madam. I'm doing door-to-door sales of the ex-royal bras, and I was wondering if perhaps you or someone in your household might need a new bra afternoon.
Okay, well, normally I would say no because this seems very weird, but as you can see, my child behind me sticking up her hand like she's in school. Baby, calm down.
Okay, sorry, Mama.
Jumping up and down there.
And into the room, sir. Right,
thank you very much. Well, up until very recently, our company was purely based in London. And we our main customer was the royal family. Yes. However, we've recently been turned away and asked to stop giving the royal family brassieres, lingerie, knickerbockers and stockings. So we've ventured out to this fine country here to help the American folk with their mammorial gland needs.
Well, you won't be turned away in Texas.
Okay. Don't speak for all of Texas, dear.
Sorry, Mama.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Okay.
My name is Sir Lord Ashbury Forkwith.
Okay, well, from your story, it sounds like you're the firmer sir and lord. It sounds like you're just Ashbury now. I didn't mean to make you cry. I like facts.
I suppose.
Sir Lord Ashbury Fuckwith, can I?
This is a rather... You've got an intriguing accent, my dear. I do rather enjoy how it plays upon the ear holes.
Well, I'm no royalty. I'm no princess. But I got some woman things that I need to control.
Well, all women, whether they're royal or peasantry, have the same needs, my dear. And there's a twinkle in your eye that looks like perhaps you are from some a certain high grade of stock. Let me see what I have for you. Are you looking for something active for sports or for polo, perhaps? Or are you looking for swimwear or something for beginners? What might I help you with?
Well, definitely for beginners.
Yeah, definitely beginners.
Okay.
But I feel really uncomfortable now that I'm in seventh grade.
Yeah, well, listen, you're the one who wanted this.
I know. I regret it.
Well, they're called training bras for a reason. Okay. You don't necessarily get them when you fully need them. Okay. Yes, this missus is as eager as she may be, she may not be fully developed for one of our more mature bras. But all there's right. Something well, sir, in the training range that might work.
If I wear this bra, will I become a queen?
Well, in the eyes of your mother, I'm sure you are a little princess and one day to be a queen, of course. But I can't make any promises, dear. See, this training bra, it's all, it hooks from the front so you can practice doing up and undoing the bra all day. That's really what the main source of training is.
All right,
is
let me
for.
Let me just, let me see some of these bras, okay? Let me, like, give me a couple. I'm going to...
Okay, here's the diamond range.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the platinum range.
Oh, my gosh.
The coriander chicken range.
Oh, my chicken.
Coronation chicken, sorry.
Oh.
Did I say coriander? I meant cilantro.
But you definitely still said chicken.
Coronation chicken range, yes.
All right.
Are you interested in that one?
I'm guessing the chicken's the cheapest one.
Could be. Chicken is normally the cheapest. 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 Chicken is normally the cheapest.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, if you live in the east or the west, everybody has a lovely breast, whether you're human or chicken, animal or human. It's much needed, and it's not a gloomy thing to need a bra. It's a growing woman's need. Every now and then, there's no need to take heed. Just run in speed to my collection of brassieres. And don't have fear. Everything is here that you need. And bear in mind, the cost is expensive. But chicken.
So, all you got is chicken and gold. Well, coming into my house, you must be bold. You think we got millions or we got zilch? Coming in here and you acting like filth. This my daughter, this my queen, diamond of my eye. Well, don't you even realize that you come in here? You is not the fly guy. You ain't got no names to your name. You is them in here all the same. Now we is on the same level. And I got some fucking problems I want to settle. Cause I'm a big mama coming straight from Texas. You can't mess with this because you a bitch.
Well,
the chicken is normally the cheapest bra.
Get out my
chicken
house.
Is normally the cheapest bra. The chicken is normally the cheapest bra.
The chicken is
cheap. The chicken is normally the
cheapest
bra.
Little girl. Don't listen to mama. We were supposed to stop there, but I carry on the drama. You insult me and my integrity. See, I used to be a Lord Ashbury.
Hey, mama, why'd you have to be mean? You insulted someone who used to work for the queen. It's obscene and it's wrong, and I wish you were better. Now I'm gonna go cry because my eyes are getting wetter.
Listen, why I gotta be mean? Well, you said it already. He's a used to be. He don't mess with no queen titties, so don't fuck with me because I am a real G.
Chicken is normally the cheapest. You can afford chicken is normally the cheapest. You can afford chicken is normally the cheapest.
Chicken is normally the cheapest.
Alrighty. Wow. Guys, we're going to take a real quick break. You guys having a good time?
Yeah. A great time.
Yeah. Yeah. Good? Oh, man. I'm having a lot of fun. Thank you. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. Let's have some music. This is Day One, Diamond D, Big L, A, G, Lord Finesse. Enjoy. Back in a bit. New York, London, represent.
Like that, like that, BITC 97. So what you
it's the mad magician with.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You're listening to London Improv Live. Radio can take you to many places, like the sea or your kitchen. Or inside your mind. London Improv Live.
Yeah, we're back. Hi. London Improv Live. Oh, I caught myself off guard there. A little show. Hi, I'm here with North Coast Improv.
Yeah.
And I'm Talal. Just quickly before we get going, I just want to... the day of recording happens to coincide with John Holmes did his very last show on talk radio today, which me and Alex and a few other regulars on this show have been contributors for. It's a very emotional day today. Everyone this afternoon was at their own homes listening in, and I just want to say big up John Holmes, big up Cornelius Mendez and all the big debaters who took part on that show. It's been a ride. It's been really good fun, and I'm sad to see it go, but he's not dead. He'll do a new show. He's always gigging. So I look forward to seeing what you do next, John. We got that admin out of the way. Let's get on with it, shall we? Let's do some improv.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm hesitating. I don't like this segment. Let's just do it. Teenage Wangst.
What is it?
To Love's Tales of Teenage Torment today.
Yeah, it's time for Teenage Wanks. It's the section of the show where we go through my lyrics when I was a teenager.
Your
so,
diary.
Oh my god! So when I and you're all strangers, you this is really embarrassing. I used to take myself seriously when I was a teenager and write songs. I thought of myself as the next Josh Homme or Dave Grohl or
like alternative rock songs.
Yeah, grungy.
That's where you're going.
Yeah,
okay.
And. Me and my acoustic guitar, my love, Gertrude. She's at home. Love you, Gertrude. See you in a bit.
I'm sure these actually sound probably very similar to Doug's old songs, too.
Oh, yep. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I have much worse because my musical ability as a teenager was terrible. But I was like a serious musician trying to make metalcore and emo music.
That's you, Mike, because she said Mike. Doug there, but
no,
so you
us.
Too, Mike. Yeah.
Us,
yeah.
Well, we were both in the emo scenes of our high school.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys have like Warped Tour here?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, that was like our emo. That was like the concert that got all the emo skater kids together.
Yeah, all the emo skater kids together. What with like My Chemical Romance?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Taking Back Sunday.
Yep. Brand new. Yeah.
I used to want to be in
Between the Buried and Me.
Yeah.
BT Bam.
I used to be in a band called My Chemical Toilet.
Mm. Hilarious.
I'll say, Megan made a statement before about how the toilets in London like aren't so good. And I just went
Kayla.
To the bathroom. Well, I'm saying like I try to flush the toilet and it just wouldn't flush like 5 times.
They're awful, yeah.
I'm used to like the American, just like we ate a Big Mac, it needs to be heavy duty and suck that
shit
down. Wow,
yeah, no, we don't have those needs. Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
Which probably it's probably for the best.
Take
honestly.
Very polite mince pie poops.
The Queen's shits.
Yeah. this is the branded Queen's shits. Yes. This is how the Queen shits.
A certified dump.
£6 for £1. Would you like... interested?
Let's get to it, man. I'm excited. I want to like get into your head.
Yeah. Who's gonna read the lyrics?
This is perhaps the most pretentious song I've ever written.
What's it called?
Thank
I think it's called I Am. Yeah, it's called I Am.
Speaking truths.
Oh, and in brackets, you... Oh, my God.
There's, it's a bracket.
Yeah, it's got bracket. I just noticed that. Utopia. Yeah. But Utopia is spelled Y-O-U dash T-O-P-I-A-A-H.
So the song is called I Am parentheses Utopia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Utopia, yeah.
I need this.
Utopia, yeah.
Wow. It's a lot happening in that title.
First of all. Okay, I don't have look, any of
I'm just
either.
James has been sitting there really quietly, so he's going to read this.
Okay,
out.
Can't wait.
Okay, go ahead, James, read it, and then you guys can dissect it, take the piss out of me, and then we'll do a scene.
I am the bricks in your house. I am the sheets on your bed. I am the posters on your wall. I am the hairs on your head. I am... everything in your life. Everything in your life. I am. Your world revolves around me. Your world revolves around me. I am the socks on your feet. No. I am the car that you drive. I am the nipples on your chest.
No.
I am your kids and your wife. And your wife. I am.
Oh my God.
Everything in your life. Everything in your life. I am. Your world revolves around me. Your world revolves around me. I am. The spots on your face.
There's more.
I am. Your antique china plates.
No.
Wow.
I am. Your packet of fags. I am your Louis Vuitton bags.
Oh.
I am.
And a classy girl.
Oh, is this the bridge down here?
What's the bridge?
I am. Zion. Zion.
No!
Utopia, yeah. Utopia, yeah. I'm going to six more times. So imagine I just said that six times. And then I said, I am eight more times.
Wow.
No!
Wow.
Your nipples revolve around me.
I am. Nice use of anaphora.
What's that?
Repetition. I am at the beginning every time. That's yeah. Anaphora.
Anaphora. Ooh. It yeah. was naph, yeah.
We all learned
it. It was anaph for me.
No. Was it enough for you? Enough for ya?
You know what was happening, man? What was happening yeah. during this time?
I was trying to be like alternative. And
totally deep?
When I was trying to be controversial by saying the word nipples.
Ooh. Wow.
Super controversial.
How old were you when you wrote this?
I'm going to guess by the paper stock uh-huh. that I was probably about 15, 16.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wow.
16. So a couple years ago. I am a...
E, G, C, A sharp. Oh, it's the bass line. Boop, 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 boop.
You know, it almost.
I am the air you breathe.
I am. The sheets on your bed. Yeah,
I am.
The posters on your wall.
I am.
No, we're not going to celebrate this. No, no, no. Okay. Fuck. That was really painful.
Was it? Because that made me feel great.
Yeah.
I'm like tripping over here. I feel great. I think what
I'm
Russian.
Trying to get at. I don't know what I'm trying to get at. I'm not being literal, obviously. But what am I trying to say here? What do you think I'm trying to actually say?
Honestly, here? It sounded to me like you wrote this song about a piece of your own humanity that was haunting you. Like it wasn't even about someone else. Like you weren't even writing it about someone that was in love with you. Like you were writing it about an aspect of your persona that was like encompassing every inch of your life. But that's just where I went with it. And I feel like the emo you would probably appreciate that.
Material
wants. The most narcissistic thing in the world.
Exactly.
It wasn't that. Yeah. Extremely and oddly narcissistic.
Like if I had to give you the kindest reading possible on my end, like leaning less into the narcissism and more to this all-encompassing read, I would say that this was a Buddhist reading about how we're connected to everything and everyone. Mm-hmm. So even the chips in the computer, even the speakers right here, the chips and the computer, the energy coming out of a speaker. They're made of the same cells that we're made out of. So like I am. Plates. You are like this was a person once. You know what I mean?
Cool. Interesting.
Kind of like he is a Louis Vuitton bag, but the Louis Vuitton bag is him.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
We're all made out of.
Also,
the same
I like
matter.
The change in rhyme scheme in the third verse.
Yeah, it did.
Like at first, you know, I thought I knew what was happening, and then all of a sudden, I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, it went from ABAB to AABB,
and I thought that was pretty Buddhist
like
of you
shake
as well.
It up sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, what I think I'm gonna add one more thing is that what I think it was going for is the I in this is the want. To be happier and the things we do to make ourselves happy because you know I am utopia, so like you know you buy a house, you get nice sheets, you get all the posters you love, but is it really going to make you happy?
We're chasing, you think about the nipples on your body
these things, and you know the nipples, yeah, do we pierce them, do I put them on show, do I free it, do I hide it,
hashtag free the nipple,
doesn't matter, just as long
hashtag pierce
just
the nipple,
just be happy, you don't have to get things to be happy, just be happy.
Beautiful.
It's the space between your ears and what you're trying to cultivate.
I am the sheets on my bed.
I am
hair on your head.
I am.
Okay, your world revolves around me.
That's a strong line. It's strong.
Yeah, that's the narcissistic line.
Yeah, that's definitely. There's no way to make that. That is narcissism. Like and it. You know what? I feel like, you know, maybe sometimes we should celebrate us a little bit.
Yeah.
Know? Maybe we should be everything, you know?
We're told not to say so many things. It actually feels nice to say stuff that you're not meant to sometimes.
And you know what? I think this could turn into an anthem. I mean, maybe, yeah. Aren't all anthems a little narcissistic? Okay.
I am.
See, a song I would write when I was this age would definitely be more like, I am the face of your chest! I am the one in the walls! I am the tears from your face! I am why you built this place!
Wow, Mike Poole.
That you inspired a lot in us, Salal. So, like,
great.
Thank you.
I think we're going to become a heavy metal improv group now.
Yeah. Thank you. Now my dreams have been realized.
Thank you so much
for
that, Salal.
Thank you. Thank you.
You really showed us a part of your soul. That was very vulnerable.
I feel like
yeah,
we could all learn to be more vulnerable.
I left New York and I found myself.
Yeah. Guys, this trip has been transformative.
Mom, Dad?
Yeah, honey?
Yeah.
Just wonder if maybe I could just sit down and talk to you for a minute.
Make it quick. There's chicken in the oven.
Yes, there's chicken in the oven, and if it gets cold, it's going to be your fault.
Yeah. I know you don't like to reheat food.
No, because you should only heat it once. Don't be wasteful.
Yeah, but
microwaves cause cancer. I don't want
you know,
it.
The things they say on the packaging is just guidance. You know that, right?
Okay, don't we speak up to us.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, now speak. What did you want to tell to us about?
I'm really confused, guys. You know, on Christmas, I got you guys, you spent, you know, a few hundred quid on a new phone.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
For me. Uh-huh. And I said, thank you, and it's going to change my life forever. And I'm going to be the coolest kid. I've kind of gone down a few ranks at school, and I'm not that happy. And I just wondering if maybe you had some sage advice for your teenage son, because it's not really brought me the joy I thought it would. People say, now it's just easier for people to say mean things to me. And no one likes the case I bought for my phone. I thought it would be really popular. And it seems like Pokemon came in and out of fashion really quick.
Well, when I was a teenager, I had to wear the same underwear every day for 2 weeks. So you have a lot going for you.
Were you happy?
No, and I'm still not.
So you weren't happy as a teenager?
No, and I'm still not. Maybe happiness.
You're still not.
Your mom wore the same pants for weeks. She wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. I had a bowl haircut. I wasn't happy. I had a bowl haircut.
Have you ever thought about asking your other brothers? You have two.
You have two other brothers, okay?
Well, Jim is older and he thinks I'm just an idiot. And what does Mike know? He's four.
Yeah, well, you know, he looks happy. He's a 4-year-old who's happy, so.
Honey, I think the problem is that you're trying to find emotion in material things. And sometimes you have to look outside of what you feel like you want to find out what you really need. Now, I'm just saying that. I don't actually know because I've been miserable forever, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, first off, I don't have time for this because the chicken's getting cold and I'm slowly regretting talking to you. Oh, boys, can you come down and talk to your brother?
I'll go to the games room. You focus on the chicken, guys. Yes. I don't mind a bit of cold chicken. I'll go talk to Jim and Mike.
We can focus on something that matters.
Honey, I like you.
Thanks, Mom. I think you're swell.
Yeah, you're an all right lad.
Cheers, guys.
All right, chicken time.
Oh, God, this family, man. So miserable in this house. Mike, James, Mike, Jimmy.
What's going on over here?
Yeah, what's going on?
Sorry to interrupt your Mario Kart sesh, guys.
We're playing Mario Kart in our underwear. In our bloomers.
I was Peach.
I was Luigi.
Are you guys having a good time?
We are. How are you doing? You look a little blue in the face. A little long, eh?
A little long in the eye.
Guys, I'm a bit down, and I was just wondering if either of you happen to know the key to happiness?
Oh, well, that's
a loaded one, eh?
It's a noble pursuit, but it's a loaded question.
I know, it's a bit.
It's quite a big one, eh?
God. It's quite a big one. You could have asked me maybe what I had for breakfast first.
You know, one of my
Was I supposed to warm you up?
No, don't worry about
it. It's okay. Sometimes you got to stick it right in.
He did have a good.
I'm talking about questions. I don't know what you're inferring.
Yes. You know, I once heard a quote. It said, happiness is only a place you can visit, but the smartest people go there often. And I liked that quote. It was from Anonymous. And you remember Anonymous? He said a lot of things.
He said a lot of things. I have another quote about happiness, which I like to espouse upon those.
God, our education system is so good in this
country.
Shout
out to Betsy DeVos.
Okay. I don't know who that is.
AKA,
okay.
She should be ousted. I have a quote about happiness. It's, bridges are bridges, bears are bears, but one who is happy has no cares.
James, honey.
Yes?
It's time for me to change your diaper. You're 4 years old, but you speak so eloquently. You can keep talking, but while you do it, I'm going to change your diaper.
Thank you.
What now, what's got you so unhappy that you're worrying about being happy?
Well, I've just spent the last few months trying to collect everything that made me happy, whether it was a new phone or some new Pokemon Go's or the latest Supreme brand clothing, and yet here I am down in the dumps.
Oh, so there's your problem right there. You've been looking outside, you've got to be looking inside.
Yeah, nothing material is going like, oh,
James.
Oh, James, that's a big stinker, James.
James, that's really gross.
Well, I was trying to...
How did it wrap around to the front?
There's poop on Mum's blouse.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, guys, this is no help. You know what? I'm going to go to the Buddhist temple down the road. Because them lot all look real chirpy when they come out of that place every Wednesday.
They're what? They're wheelchair people?
No, they look well chirpy.
Well, chirpy.
I definitely heard wheelchair people.
Doesn't matter where you sit.
One of them is in a wheelchair, and he's the happiest one of the lot.
I believe it. He looked inside, not out.
The happiest people look inside. As I got changed, you have every right, sir. I am gonna give you a lesson while I get changed in my diaper. I want you to look between your ears, cause happiness is not looking outside, it's looking right here.
Happiness is inside. Happiness is inside. Happiness is inside. Let me tell you a story.
Happiness is inside.
You see, the other week I lost my tooth. And then it did after it done got loose. I said, Tooth Fairy, I don't want anything. Just give me a mirror so I can find my bling inside my eye. Cause that's my happiness. I don't need £5. I'll go take a piss. I needed a mirror. I needed a journal to internally process my issues that are maternal.
Happiness is inside, people. Happiness is inside.
You're saying that the happiness is inside?
Hey.
Happiness is inside.
I don't get it. See, that Buddhist monk with the prosthetic thigh bone doesn't care about having the latest iPhone. He just cares about Zen and yin and yang and doesn't give a shit about daily social economic pangs that we all feel. It's like a vampire's fangs biting into necks and then it sprang upon me and I'm surprised with depression. Help me out. Look inside myself. Self-reflection.
Happiness is inside.
I guess the happiness is inside.
Happiness is inside. Happiness is inside.
I guess that the happiness is inside.
That was a big one, James.
I need another one. Can y'all come down for dinner? The chicken's getting cold.
That was Teenage Wankst. It's very teenage wankst. All right, you know what? I'm going to give you guys a choice because I think we might only have time for one last segment.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, this has been great.
Would you like to do... Okay, we've got two short choices. We've got Show Me Yours or Rita. Show Me Yours, you do a small version of your own show. Mm-hmm. Or Rita, you play another one of my wacky games. Segments.
I like wacky games.
Yeah, me too. Okay, cool. I do a wacky game.
Yeah, you
game.
Want to
like
do something
kind
new?
Of doing our style yeah. so far, yeah. you know?
Yeah. Yeah, let's play wacky
well,
game.
Well, cool. Well, let's take this opportunity then just to, before we go to our last segment, let's give you an opportunity to just tell our listeners where they might be able to find you online or if they want to learn more about North Coast. I know you've got a great YouTube channel with a bunch of your videos on there. Is that on your official page or... Was that other people
got a
posting
YouTube
them
channel.
Up?
I would say the most up to date stuff's on our Facebook and our Instagram, though.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is what?
Yeah. Where can
all
you
of it out? Is at North Coast NYC. So if you go Facebook.com/NorthCoastNYC, or if you type in North Coast NYC on Instagram, also our website is NorthCoastNYC.com.
Yeah, and your Twitter is too.
That's true.
Cool. All right. Good to know. And what's your normal format like? What do people expect? What should they expect if they come to one of your shows?
Our Saturday show is it's like a 70-minute show. We do two halves. Mm-hmm. The first half, we do an environmental show where we use a location as the inspiration. Mm-hmm. Then the second half, we do an interview into a dream format. And that's our show that we've been doing for 9 years. Wow. But we also have a show in New York called Anybody, which is inspired by Hamilton. It's called Anybody, an improvised historical hip opera. And we've been doing that show for almost 2 years now.
So you get a suggestion of who the focus of that story should be on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like one of our favorite ones was Amelia Earhart. And we did improvised historical hip opera about Amelia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not doing it on people from the audience. They're suggesting actual historical people. Wow.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. I was telling James earlier that Hamilton's blowing up here next level. And it'll be good to see you bring that show here, man. Because it's just opened in London, Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to give me a ticket, I'll definitely big them up on this show. But until then, let's just move on.
No ticket, no big ups.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ticket, no big ups.
No ticket, no big ups.
No ticket, no big ups.
No ticket, no big ups. No ticket, no big ups. No ticket, no big ups. No ticket, no big ups. No ticket, no big ups.
No ticket, no big ups.
Listen, Lin-Manuel, I'm going to put you in the bin, Manuel. Because you know that you're no good. And you're in my neighborhood without no promo. Don't need it, no. Because you don't need it too famous. And I'm going to make you eaten up like an Amos. Heinous Amos's cookies. Is that an American thing?
Famous Amos.
Not heinous anus. And which one I'm going to give you when you don't mess with my Amos, Jameis. Lin-Mill.
Anus.
Milk anus.
Lin-Man.
No tickets, no biggers.
If you slip us all some tickets, we'll give you all
we'll
the ups.
Up.
Like all the ups if you give us the tickets.
All right. Let's play.
What's the game, my friend?
Ask me no. Oh, yeah, it's that one. Let's play. Whose round is it anyway?
Now, whose round is it anyway? Sorry, it ain't mine, because I got the last one, so get out of line.
Well, it certainly ain't mine, you fucking wanker. You might as well be a fucking banker.
Oh, leave it out, mate. It was my round last. I got the one, and that's my glass.
Hey, leave it out. It ain't mine. You got a round of the Weatherspoon, so that's bloody cheaper than this place, you arsehole.
Yeah, okay. That's too long, that jingle. Whose round is it anyway? Or Rita. Guess who named that... No, not who named it. Who was playing the shaker in that jingle?
You.
Colin Mockery.
Oh.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Were you going to say that?
Yeah.
Shoulda.
You could tell, yeah?
Shoulda, coulda. I don't know why I wanted to say that.
So this game, we'll get a location. It's an environmental show. We're going to get a location. And then one of us will begin by doing a monologue in that location. Probably as a character, you know. You do a monologue in that location, and then at the end of your monologue, someone will join you, and you do a two-person scene in that location. And then the first person will find a reason to leave, or the second person will find a reason to get rid of them. And then the second person will do a quick monologue, and then a third person will join in the scene. And then they have a two-person scene. Second person leaves, third person does a monologue, and it carries on that fashion until we get back to the first person who does a closing monologue. So that first character comes back and sums up. It gives us a nice ending with a monologue.
Cool.
Do we understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a La Ronde, but with monologues in it. Yeah. Where can we, how can we fit in some rap action into here? Raction.
I think we could rap in the monologues. If
should
we
do raps instead of monologues?
They can be within it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to like,
I like that. Yeah. That's good. And if you want to do your scene as a rap, that's fine. Or if you just want to do it as a normal scene, you know, like I've been saying a lot of times today, follow your heart. Let's get a location. Then.
Utopia.
Yeah.
Utopia.
I am your Utopia. Nipples.
Oh my god, so terrible. So terrible.
The king's nipples.
Oh no, we've done that one.
I am your socks.
Someone say stop.
Stop.
Don't like that. Oh, ice fishing shack. We're in an ice fishing shack. I like this. This is a Nordic and American thing, Canadian thing. Fishing shack. Who wants to start?
With the monologue?
Who wants to open us up? I'm not doing it. Mikey!
Cool. Okay, alright. It's not that cold, it's not that cold, Daniel. It's not that cold, you're fine. I can't believe they left me in this fucking shack up here. What is it? What the fuck is ice fishing anyway? It'll be fun, they said. We'll go to Canada, they said. Oh, we'll go ice fishing. They're gonna leave me all on my own, some. Alright, I guess I can appreciate time alone. I'm never by myself. It's kind of nice. Wood on the side paneling. It's interesting. Interesting take. Can fish even survive this cold?
Oh my god, I am so sorry. I just came back in. I just had to get a few more logs for the fire. You understand?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I understand. I was just in here just talking. I wasn't talking to myself or anything.
Oh sure, no, of course. I mean, that's all you can do up here. There's nothing else to do but just listen to the wind and catch a fish and talk to yourself, you know. I mean, I'm back now so you can talk to me, but you know, I kind of ramble.
I'm just saying I'm not crazy or nothing. I wasn't talking to myself.
Okay, it's talking to yourself is normal, man.
No, I wasn't doing it.
Okay, great. I talk to myself. I'm trying to be imperfect and role model for you.
I'm just saying I'm not like I don't have that imperfection.
You seem very sensitive right now.
Okay, because you're looking at me like I was talking to myself and I wasn't talking to myself. I'm not crazy, all right?
Okay.
I told you I'm not crazy.
Well, you know, I've been told oftentimes that the more you say something that you're not, the more likely you are. You know what I mean? So I think potentially, but it's okay. I think we're all a little bit crazy, you know?
Whatever. I wish these fish would get on with it.
Okay. So glad to have you up here. So glad I'm up here and brought you up here to the family shack for this.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
When you people brought me up here, you didn't say it would be this cold.
I'm so sorry. We tried to get our foreign exchange student a little experience. So, listen,
What do you normally, what do you all do during the winter, huh? What do you do up where you're from?
Well, in the winter, it's like, well, after the winter break, you know, the EPL starts back up, so.
The who?
You haven't heard of the EPL? You don't know any proper football, mate.
Vikings?
Are you a fool? You haven't heard about the Liverpool? Are you Everton? Are you kidding, man? What, you haven't heard about the Tottenham and the Hotspurs? Are you absurd? What, are you fucking cursed, bruh? You don't know nothing about United or City? Yo, you fucking has be kidding me? Yo, you don't know nothing about the Sunderland? They are about to go down again and again?
I'm sorry. I'm over here staring at you. The only United I know is the United States of America. But it's okay. We also play some football. You know, go Vikes in Minnesota here, y'all. We got the hot dish. No, a hot wish. I'm a server it up to y'all in a casserole splish. Okay? I don't understand why you're so ungrateful. We tried to get you out here. Now you're ungrateful. I said it twice because I meant it twice. And I'm double nice putting you out on this ice. I'm a catch a fish, catch a dish. You up, bet you catch a wish that you stop talking crap, you crazy bitch.
Oh, don't go there. Don't insult me, okay?
Oh, I went there.
So you don't know anything about footy?
Who?
Oh, fuck you, mate.
Just.
I'm gonna go outside. Like I'm walking outside. I'm gonna walk outside. I'm walking.
Well, I can't believe it. I just so ungrateful. I've just been told all my life that I should be kind and that I should try to motivate people to just have new experiences because it's about the journey, not the destination. Oh my God. Okay, don't ruffle your feathers now. Bring it down, Thomas. Bring it down. Okay. He just named a whole bunch of things I've never even heard of and then said it's football. Oh.
Dad?
Yep.
Dad,
yep.
You in the shack?
I'm in here. Yep. I'm in here. Got a line in.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey.
Hey, that English boy just barged right past me in the field there. He didn't say anything.
Oh, my God. He walked off the lake and went through the field already.
He walked off the lake, bumped into me at the field, and went towards the house and didn't even say a word
to
me.
He was probably talking to himself, though, right?
He was mumbling a little bit, yeah. But then I said, like, hey, were you talking to me? And he said I wasn't talking at all. And I didn't know what to take from that.
You did the right thing. You walked right on by.
Thanks, Dad.
Good job.
Thanks,
good job.
Dad. You're the best, Dad.
Well, you know, that's how we have to protect ourselves in the streets up here in the north, you know?
Yeah, and shotguns.
Yeah, and shotguns. Yeah, you're right. Good job, son. Good job. You make your damn proud with that one.
Protect yourself. When you're out in the woods, you protect yourself.
Yeah.
Protect yourself. Protect yourself. When you're out in the woods, you protect yourself.
Daddy always taught me well, he always taught me right.
Yep.
Take out a shotgun, especially when traveling at night. On your own, without a torchlight, you need to protect yourself from bears, they bite. Don't climb trees, cause they can climb them too. Make sure you run to the nearest port of loo. Lock yourself inside and take aim out the door. Shoot that motherfucking bitch, it's hardcore.
Protect yourself. When you're out in the woods, you protect yourself. You gotta protect yourself. Protect yourself.
When you're out in the woods, you gotta protect yourself.
You're right here, over here, talking about that shotgun. I'm more like, yo, that shot fun. I got my Glock in my left, 89 in my right. That's a big bullet, shit going out of sight. That's right, me and my son, we out here shooting moose. That's right, after that, we gonna shoot goose. We gonna shoot all these animals until they loose. I'ma cut them all up, and then they boost.
Protect yourself. Protect yourself. When you're out in the woods, you gotta protect yourself. You gotta protect yourself.
Alaskan bush people ain't got shit on us, Dad.
You tell them. Boom.
So you got a lion down there, huh, Bub?
I do, yeah. Hoping to get a nice walleye
down
here.
Fish one, huh? If we can't kill him on the land, we kill him in the sea. Well, look, Pa, I think maybe that little Brit kid, did you upset him or something?
Yeah, I better go check on him. I don't want him to be mad.
Did you say anything?
Well, he thinks
I still don't know the cultural sensitivities, you know? Should I watch... Is there anything you can teach me how to be careful around Brits?
No, I mean... Every experience that I've ever had with a Brit was very nice. They're all charming, and they say, you know, they talk about Cheerios a lot, and I just find them to be dashing.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, maybe this is a troubled child.
I think you know, sometimes there are special people in every culture, and we may have gotten one here.
He needs some good old Hosa love.
I'm gonna go check on him. You stay here, keep your eye on the line, okay?
Thanks, Daddy. I'll be watching.
Okay, goodbye, son.
God, I love this fishing check. I remember being 3 years old, and Daddy put me on his knee and helped me cast out my first line. Guess what? I caught something. Yeah, it was a little mackerel, but it was big enough for me. I took it home. Daddy told me how to cut it, grill it, and eat it. God, I sure hope he can share some of his bright light with that poor, misfortunate British boy. Looks like he needs some love in his life. It's good to grow up around so much love in your life.
Oh,
my line is...
Oh!
Oh, the line's pulling. Oh, man, I better reel it in. Oh, my God. It's a human.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
What were you doing in the water, man?
I went into a hyperbaric freeze.
Oh, my God. I take a blanket.
I fell in there, and I was dead alive for like 2 days.
How do you know how long it was?
Because my heart was doing a slow pump, so I had a conscious awareness of the fact that I was dead.
Okay.
It's a state they've only written about in books in the 1800s.
Wow, that's amazing, man.
I tried to do it just for an hour, but my friends who were helping me do the test, they ran away because they got scared that I was going to die on them. Well, it turns out I did. I dead-died alive.
You died dead-alive?
Yes, I alive-dead-died.
Is this like a college experiment?
It's a college experiment, exactly. Oh God, I'm 21.
Please. Take a seat on this bench. Have some cocoa.
If I do it too fast, I might dead-die.
Yeah, no, so take your time with the cocoa. One sip at a time.
Oh, my God, I love the cocoa. You could say I'm in love with the cocoa.
Well, I'm sure it has nice feelings towards you. What's your name?
Me. I'm Todd.
Todd, I'm so glad I rescued you. Did you just grab onto the line? Or
I hope I didn't hook you.
Oh, it's in your nipple.
Yeah, it's in my nipple. I can almost
I can almost feel it myself.
Yeah.
As if I was your nipple.
It hurt a lot, but the fact that you pulled me by my nipple back to the very top saved my dead alive life.
Well, this is going to hurt a little more.
It was quite pleasurable.
Okay.
But that's not the purpose of the experiment.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, look at
goodness.
This. Goodness? Yeah, sorry. Uh-huh. My speech is slightly slurred by the fact that my lips, the blood is coming back into them.
They're blue. You got blue lips, bro.
Thank you very much.
Mate.
That's the best thing you could say to someone who's trying this.
Well, look, it looks like I've never been to university. I've never studied squat in my life except for killing animals. But I can tell that if you survive 2 days of being dead or alive, you're going to make some breakthroughs with this study.
Oh, my goodness.
You've done something amazing.
I see you for who you really are.
What?
Before I died alive, I saw everything normal, but now I see that we are all one. What? I see that because I was in a hyperbaric state, that the earth is aligned with the moon and the sun. It's me and you, you and me, we're all that matter. Everything is going plitter and a platter. We are dusted to must for sure that we have lives and they're so pure. I'm dead alive, but I'm thriving with you. I am connected to the oceans and the sky so blue.
Molecules buzzing at 1,000 RPM. You come and break into my little fishing den, and you vibrate, and this gets me elated, excited. I can't wait to see what's taking a bite of my line. It's not a fish, but a dish of a man who gets pulled out the hole by my these very two hands, and he's survived death for 2 days. It's amazing. He'll be the next craze at college. He'll be phased into the next level. We are all one under the sun. Next level, we are all one under the sun. Next level, we are all one under the sun. Next level, sun. Mom! I better get my mom, dude. You stay put.
Okay, I'll stay here.
Mom, there's a strange naked student in our shower.
I'll moderately start warming up 1 degree centigrade at a time. Whether it's Celsius or Fahrenheit, it's the right thing to do. Oh, I can feel the blood going to the tips of my fingers again. I'm so grateful for the frozen state that I was in to keep me alive. I wasn't dead, but my brain did go into what could say that the, what's it called? The perambulus was only activated at this time.
It's the most prehistoric prehistoric part of the brain. The part of the brain that we evolved with most. Before us, it was the chimp men that had it. And then before that, just chimps. They all had the perambulus. And it's the only part that keeps you alive in a hyperbaric dead state. Oh my god. I can sense someone else in these grounds. What? Todd? Oh my god, my fellow college student who I was doing the experiment with, Todd! Grabs hook. Nipple.
Oh, shit,
nipple.
Bro.
Nipple.
Yo, dude. Oh. I'm freezing, man.
Oh my god, I thought you bailed on me, Todd.
Dude, I did bail on you, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, so you were searching for me, not in a hyperbaric dead alive state?
No, I've been swimming for like 2 days straight up frozen, man, trying to find you.
Wow, we underwent a similar conscious effort.
I don't think I had the same experience as you, bro.
Okay, well, what was your experience like?
Well, I started to fade out a little bit, and I thought, whoa, maybe this is happening, and it's going to happen to me too. But then a bunch of fish came around me, and they used their fish scales to swim and create friction and keep me warm.
Whoa, almost like the end of The Shape of Water, when he activates her scars into gills.
Yeah, dude. They were rubbing their fish bodies on me and sucking on my nipples and keeping me alive, man.
Did you have a fish? Or G.
Bro, I think I had a fish or G.
Did you have a fish or G?
I think I had a fish or G. Yo, I think I've been a B. I think I was in the water having a fish or G. Ooh, they put their scales and their fish eels on me. And honestly, I was kind of like, this is coolie. But now I'm really fucking cold. I think I had a weird time, story be told. I feel like I got harassed in my ass. I had a fish gill sucking on my booty pass.
Fish or
G.
I think you had a fish or G. I have
had a fish or G.
Put it in my blowhole.
Fish or G.
All right, I have to say this is slightly contextual, but some of the things you said didn't sound entirely consensual. It sounds like the fishes took advantage. It sounds like they used their little gills and fins to go inside of you in ways you didn't ask. Do you need some alcohol or hot chocolate in a flask to feel better about these boundaries that were passed? Are you feeling good with the hole that's in your ass?
I had a fish or G.
You think I had a fish or G?
How the
fuck
did
a fish or G? Did you have a fish or G?
I think I had a fish or G. Now I'm kind of confused, my G. I don't know if I liked it or I should try to fight this. This bestiality is something now I'm enlightened with.
Okay, so well, as long as you had a positive takeaway from it and your perambulus was activated in a way that felt divine for you. Oh my gosh, I have to journal about this experience. I'm going to go inside and find my moleskin that I left on the dresser.
All right, peace, man. Wow, that door is super weird sounding. What am I now, man? I just had this moment in the water with some fish. Am I going to tell my girlfriend about this? Did I just cheat on my girlfriend? Or is this like how I saved myself? I don't know what these feelings are, man. I knew that college would be weird and that I'd be experimenting on some weird shit, but this is to a whole new level.
Todd.
What?
Todd, it's your heart, man.
My heart?
Yeah, man. It's me. I feel like you've been ignoring me for a while now, and I'm starting to get a little bit upset about it.
I feel like we've never talked before. Am I still tripping underwater?
No, you're tripping on the love.
Love?
Yeah, man.
Who am I in love with?
Your girlfriend. But you just cheated on her with a bunch of fish.
Shit, I knew it. Are you sure it's cheating, or was that like survival? Like, did I have to do it?
I don't know. I'm just the heart. I don't know a lot about survival, but I know a lot about feelings.
What am I feeling, man? I don't know if I'm just going into hyperthermia, or I'm super confused.
I think you're afraid of commitment.
Afraid of commitment.
Yeah.
To my heart, I better
listen to your heart.
I think I'm afraid of commitment.
Listen to your heart.
You walk through the school like you a cool bro, but that's not true. You really just a droll hoe. You better start treating your lady better, cause she gonna leave you soon. Yeah, she gonna run for something better and wetter and impressive, and you just suck. Yeah, I'm talking about you less than a half a buck. You like a penny. You better get rich or you gonna lose your favorite fucking bitch.
Commitment.
Listen to your heart.
I better listen.
Listen to your heart.
I think I'm afraid of commitment.
To your heart, you better listen.
I guess it's true, it's like with this girl, I thought it'd be a one night stand, and then I woke up to her eyes and then I understand it all. But I'm such a G in school, should I lock it down now or would that make me a fool? Shit, I better listen to my heart. This is the girl I love, but I cheated on her with a carp. Ooh, what does that make me, a fisherman? I better go home and listen and be a better man.
Commitment.
To my heart, I better listen. Afraid of commitment. Yeah.
To her heart, she better listen.
Whoa. You know what, heart? You stay here.
Okay.
I'm gonna rip you out of my body right now and put you on this bench to stay warm. I'm gonna go back to Clarissa and tell her how much I love her. All right, let's do this on three. Okay, have some Coke. Oh, I'll be back.
Oh, man. Wow. This is crazy. I've never been completely alone before. I'm unattached to arteries or veins. It's just me on this bench in the middle of Canada. Wow. I never knew that a heart could truly feel all alone.
What the fuck, mate?
Yo.
What is... Is that a talking heart?
Please be nice to me. I know this is probably scary, but I'm a good person.
There's blood everywhere, as if somebody's nipple exploded.
That did also happen.
Okay, you're telling me that in this fish shack, there's nipples exploding, there's hearts that are talking, the heart is talking to me. Maybe I am crazy.
No, you're not.
No, I think I'm going crazy.
No, believe in yourself. Ugh. Don't be so hard on what you're feeling mentally and physically. Sometimes you just gotta accept who you are and get on with the fucking show. I'm a chill-ass heart.
Okay, so what you're telling me, Mr. Mrs. Hart, Sir Hart?
We don't really have a gender.
Honestly, that's my bad. I wasn't listening in school. So what you're saying to me is that I'm okay to be myself, you know? Like me, I'm good enough.
Yeah.
And that it doesn't matter if I'm crazy. I can be crazy.
Yeah, I sense that you enrolled in the exchange program at your college to get away from something that really you can't ever escape from because it's deep inside of you. So you might as well face it, whether here or home. Get in the zone, bro, and accept who you are.
You're right. I need to accept who I am. Oh, man, heart. You're a real good bloke, you know that?
Yeah.
To your heart, you better listen.
I'm going to go back into the water now because there was a salmon that I was really feeling. But don't forget about me.
You better listen.
Oh, okay. I mean, hey, good luck, heart.
You too.
To your heart, you better listen.
I think that heart's about to go fuck a salmon.
To your heart, you better listen.
To my heart, I need to listen. Yo, I better give my heart the mention. Yo, I've been thinking about some stuff on the inside. I have to be true to myself, my guy. Yo, I've been running all my life from the truth. But now the heart is giving me some proof. I know what I got to do, and I got to see it through. Look myself in the mirror and say, what's good?
To your heart, you better listen.
Oh, man. I guess I've been running away all my life.
You better listen.
I've been running away from the fact that I don't really like football.
To your mind, you better listen.
Oh, man. To my heart, you better listen. This trip was worth it.
Yes, it was. I really hope it was.
Wow.
And unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this week. You guys, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you,
my friend. Thank you for sharing your old pieces of work with us.
It's a pleasure. You guys, If you guys are back in London, I hope you come pay us another visit. You'll always be very welcome, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
One day I'll take this show on the road and I'll hit you up in New York, too.
Yes, come through.
That was so much fun. Thank you again. Don't forget, guys, at North Coast NYC is all the social media information you need for these motherfuckers on Facebook, Insta, and Twitter. North Coast NYC. Find them, follow them, hit them up, tell them how well they did on the show today. And good luck in your run here in London. You've got a week ahead of you here in London, right? I hope you have a great time. All you guys there who's going to do workshops with them and go to their shows, I hope you're fucking smashing time. Go up and say hello. These lot are super nice, super friendly, super sexy. Thank you very much for coming in, all of y'all. Now, y'all don't got to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. Yay. You know what I mean? Listen to some LL Cool J. Hey. And have a lovely weekend, everyone. A little show out. Peace.
Hey. Get
Represent Queens, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it, and doing it well.
I represent Queens, she was raised out in Brooklyn.
I'm in the mix now, searching for the right spot to hit now. Get down.
Damn, I love a dick down. You use a rubber.
Damn right.
You are my lover.
All night.
The pretty good to you, heard the rubber.
Man tight. The only thing left to
do. You're listening to
K2K Radio.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.